Balcony Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Whoa.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Oh, yeah. It's a real catchy little jingle there, isn't it, man? It's
kind of, every time. Every time.
You just have to bop with it, and it really just, I don't know, it gets in your blood. I don't know what it is. Right?
I'm not disagreeing. No, I every time you play it, I wind up bopping.
All right, far out, man. I hope everybody out there listening is bopping as well. I hope that's working. Anyway, welcome to the balcony, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We are Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us once again from musical dispatch from Quarantineville.
Oh, yes.
It never ends.
Oh, it will. Someday it will end, I promise you. It may not be for a while, but it will end.
Oh, will we look back upon this time and laugh, Scott?
That's
is that
right.
What you're saying?
We'll be comparing vaccination marks and going, remember the day?
Yes, that's right.
Remember when?
It's so sad.
Remember when we had to go inside and stay there? Oh,
yeah. Remember that time we went inside for 10 months? Wasn't that great?
Oh yeah, that was unforgettably unforgettable. Oh yes, but you know it will. Nevertheless, we are broadcasting from two different ends of the city as usual for a while anyway. So. We're doing Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Well, remember, not just Christmas, holiday music.
Oh, it's holiday music.
We're an all-inclusive program. The Balcony Radio is woke. Damn it.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes. And hey, and have a good solstice out there, witches. Don't forget them.
Oh, yeah. Merry solstice. That's right. Take care of everybody. Everybody's included. No worries about that.
That hits all of them. And to people who don't care, enjoy your Chinese food.
So, that's right.
There's that too.
Enjoy your bologna sandwich.
So what did you settle on? What year anniversary is this for the Balcony
51st.
Radio Christmas presentation?
This is the 51st annual Balcony Radio.
The Christmas pageantry is alive and well, no matter what year.
We're more frequent than the Santa Claus Lane Parade, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. So anyway, you want to just jump into it, get into the tunes?
I think so. We've got a lot of old favorites and a lot of new ones in the show. We have several songs that we play year after year after year because we just love them so well. We're going to start out with one of them right now because this is Anthony's favorite. This is one of his all-time favorites, I think.
It really is. It's not just one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's one of my favorite songs, period.
Okay.
I love this song. And as always, we always start the annual Christmas/holiday pageantry radio program with this tune because there's no better way to start. This is Robert Earl Keane and Merry Christmas from the Family.
Yeah.
Sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three from his first wife, Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife, Marinelle. Of course, he brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Turkey turned the ball game on. Mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night, oh Holy Night. Carved the turkey, turned the ball game on, make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
But I think I'm Christmas. One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown, cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way.
So very nice. Stevie Wonder and One Little Christmas Tree. I don't know when that was recorded. That's sounds like it was recorded quite a long time ago.
I want to say that's late 60s for Stevie.
Yeah, that sounds like a little Stevie Wonder rendition.
Yes, very Motownish on that one.
Exactly. That's very nice. I've never heard that before. I don't know.
Really?
Yes, I've never heard that.
You're serious? Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look at you, learning something new this Christmas.
Yeah, that was a sweet little sentiment, too. One Little Christmas Tree. It's sort of the Charlie Brown Christmas type of song. So,
thank you. Yeah, I just wonder who got the idea first. Is that a Charlie or is that a Stevie idea?
You know, it might be a little kind of a little combination of both, maybe. Who knows?
Sometimes it's great when worlds collide.
It certainly does, man. It really does. You want to read off the version of that?
Yeah, let me read it off. Sure. So, let's do this. We started with Balcony Favorite. I'm going to speak for both of us on that one.
Absolutely.
We both are big fans of this guy.
Oh, yeah. My God. I can never get tired of that song, man.
I know. Me neither. Robert Earl Keen is the man's name. One of the best songwriters Texas has ever produced. And that's a song of his called Merry Christmas from the Family, which is just... Yeah, it says everything.
Yeah, exactly, man. Everybody's had a Christmas like that. It really has.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
And then we moved on to the best new wave Christmas song of the 80s. Another one vying for contender of best Christmas song ever, I'm going to say it. The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. A song that's a romantic comedy in 4 minutes. Can't go wrong from there.
Right. You know, the Waitresses did that a lot in their music, too. They were kind of little soap opera snapshots in each one of their songs.
And her voice is cool because she always sounds like she's not really trying to sing on all their songs.
Right, exactly. That's right. It's like, I don't care. She always has...
I'm very bored of this song.
That's right.
And Christmas.
Yes.
And then we moved on to the song of the 2020 holiday season, Christmas is Canceled by the Long Blondes. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good one. I thought that was a cover version of something older. That's what it sounded like.
That song is actually eternal now.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that one's going to wind up in the show every year. And then we finish up there with, I can once again say, one of our favorite artists and one of the greatest people to ever walk the green earth itself, Stevie Wonder.
Yep.
Doing One Little Christmas Tree, a beautiful Christmas tune that Scott just heard for the first time, amazingly.
And it brought a little tear to my eye, too, man. It was.
I can see it. I can see it right there.
No, you're crying.
What? Hey, man, I've been cutting onions all day.
That's right. Oh, this is great, man. I love the Christmas show. I love doing this. I wish we were back outside doing it at the
holiday show.
Holiday show, excuse me. Yes.
Look at the next song we're playing. Not a Christmas song.
No, it really isn't, man.
Actually, the next two songs are playing not Christmas songs.
No, they are. Give me a minute here while I set this thing up here. But we are crossing over into the other religions in this next set. And I'm just trying to get the commercial to run out of the way here so it doesn't run.
Other avenues of holiday celebration, we shall call it.
Yes, absolutely. Other avenues and other religions. And we try and respect all religions. Everybody should respect all religions.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. That's exactly right. So we're going to listen to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Pardon me. She is a king. She is a queen. She is the queen. Sharon Jones and the Dap King. And the 8 days of Hanukkah. Here we go.
Yeah, great song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Days of love, days of eight days of Hanukkah. Every one of them goes with love. 8 days of Hanukkah. Burn and burn.
Day two.
Time to spin the cradle and hope that Kimbo shows up on my turn.
Day three.
Fry a bunch of latkes with applesauce, sour cream and all.
Day four.
We're cooking up the brisket. The kosher butcher sold my uncle's store.
Day five.
I like it more than Pesach. Let's leave the man and shepherds on the shelf.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Touch.
on us, they give us, we're nothing but trash. You've been laid off at Goodyear, I've been laid off at Hugh. It looks like a bad year, but there just ain't no use, 'cause it's Christmas in Southgate. You've been a true friend. I ain't never been much of a church-going man, but I'd even give up drinking whiskey and gin if Jesus and Santa Claus ever get back down the South Gate again. The telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. Says, we're sorry, buddy, but we can't place your call, 'cause Jesus don't answer, Santa ain't got back yet. What's a poor old red cat got a right to expect? So I called up my banker to ask for a loan. Said, it's Christmas Eve, buddy, except for being president of the old USA. Now that dirty word lefty, no future is true. I'd rather drink up my last nickel with you. When it's Christmas in Southgate, you've been a true friend. I ain't never been much of a church going man, but I'd even give up drinking whiskey and gin if Jesus and Santa Claus ever come back down to Southgate again.
Okay, there you go. That man is Mr. Chavez Ravine, Mr. Southern California himself, Ry Cooter. And he is, as you just was texting me, Anthony, he is more Mexican than you are. Is that correct? Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
I was on mute. There we go.
But yes, as an actual Hispanic person, it's weird that this guy just comes in, spends the early 70s doing drugs and playing guitar with the Rolling Stones, and then moves to Los Angeles and becomes a better Mexican than I am.
How is that possible?
And I don't know how he did it. I don't know.
That's right. He does some great records.
I think you know what happened, Scott? Someone took him to El Tepeyac, and then he was like, all right.
There you go.
Same thing that happened to you.
It really did, man. I was a white guy before I walked into that restaurant, and I walked out a pure Latino. I don't know how it happened. I don't know. It's the green chili. Oh, man, and I walked out of there with a handful of burritos still, you know. That was great. It was wonderful.
I know. It was great. You walk out of there, you eat a whole one, and there's like a whole other one left because they make it so big.
Oh, man. I miss El Tepeyac. God, I miss that place. Is it still open?
Oh, yes, of course. Not only that, they opened up a second location like a mile from my house. I've been there like half a dozen times in the last month.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
No, that's, wow. God, I could go on forever about El Tepeyac, but we got Christmas. We got Christmas to talk about here.
Holidays.
That last incredible set of music. My goodness, what was in that last set? What did we have here? Oh yes, we started with Sweet. What did we do? Oh, we started with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and the 7 days of Hanukkah.
Eight days
of Hanukkah. Well, pardon me. I'm so sorry about that.
Don't shortchange God's chosen people. It's 8 days.
I know. That's very true. I shouldn't. 8 days of Hanukkah with lyrics and everything. It was wonderful. Great song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then speaking of beautiful, Sweet Honey and the Rock right after that, doing some very fine a cappella and the Kwanzaa song, Seven Principles. Amazing vocalization from...
It's just a cool song.
It's a very cool song. You listen to the lyrics and it's very uplifting just to listen to it.
Yeah, totally.
And speaking of uplifting, we had Ike and Tina Turner right after that, and a Christmas song that was new to my ears.
Mine too. Merry Christmas, a new baby. Find for both of us this year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Baby was the name of that one. And that was truly amazing. And the Ikettes were in the background on that. It was really a smoking song. I really liked that. And then we wound up there with Christmas in Southgate from Ry Cooder from his record, My Name is Buddy. He's been doing a series of concept records over the last 10 years or so.
And no, it's been way longer than that. I think it's closer to 20 now. That Chavez Ravine record is really old now.
I guess that's true. That came out around, 2000 or so, something like that. My goodness.
Yeah, he does the most interesting thing where he'll take an area of L.A. and just write a suite of songs about it, like from history and kind of like a sociological kind of thing. And they're super good. And then this one record is all through the eyes of a large, fat cat, a tabby cat named Buddy.
Right.
It's not for everybody, but if you're into exploring or experimenting and like an accordion, it's right up your alley.
The musicianship is great on it. He has all his
top notch.
All his great musician friends from the Buena Vista Social Club chiming in on this. It's really amazing.
Yeah, so. The music is really great on all his records, and he kind of really introduced a lot of kind of Hispanic music to the masses in the mid 70s at a time when not especially prevalent in musical society, and he really stuck with the music. Like, he's been a real champion I hate the term world music, but he's been a real champion of Hispanic rhythms for a very long time.
There you go.
And I'm going to speak for you again and say we both recommend Buena Vista Social Club. Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! That's an ultimate in the genre. You have to really jump
some of
into
the
that one.
And some of the best music ever recorded, straight up. Period. It's really great.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. So thank you, Ry Cooder, for all your great decades of music. And hopefully, I don't know what he's doing these days. Hopefully, he's working on something new. But be that as
he is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's coming up with something.
He's out there somewhere.
Absolutely. So anyway, you want to do some plugs right here about now? You want to do that?
No, let's do another set first.
One more set? Okay, sure, let's do that.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying the tunes, and we're starting out with another new find this year, and this one I really, really like. So there's an artist that I'm going to go ahead and recommend. Her name is Nikki Lane. She makes country music. Country is not the word for it. Americana, roots rock, whatever you want to say.
New folk.
She puts out really great records. And there's this Americana Christmas record that's literally called Americana Christmas. Great title. It just came out this year.
Okay.
And she's one of the artists on it. Check this song out. Nikki Lane. Fa la 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 la. Love ya.
I wanna wrap you Christmas I'll be wishing for just two gifts. Waking up next to you to one sweet kiss. And if this ain't love, then love just don't exist. Fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la
those N's and K's. Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong. Or maybe he was right. Can someone decide?
Chart spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone please help me. Just tell me, how do you spell Hanukkah?
Watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you,
like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
I like hot dog.
Well, I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell. We don't mean to dwell. But how do you spell?
Chart spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to this question? Someone please tell me, how do you spell? Ask teachers, ask family.
We don't mean to dwell, but how do you spell?
Chart spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone please tell me, how do you spell? Ask family, but nobody ever knows the answer.
those kids play in the park, but they're crazy. Their mom is a lush who drinks NyQuil. She'll have half a swerve on before breakfast. Fall asleep in her eggs. Well, I wish them all well. Deliverance from hell. Oh, Merry Christmas. I gotta say hello to Roger. You know we have the band. Merry Christmas. This weather is rough, but I'll rally. What a great time we'll have. From the highway, the roads are pure crap on the passes. I only had peanuts and raisins. What if we crash? 14 years we'll be ringing in, and nothing much appears to have changed. Oh, Merry Christmas, the sun and the birth and I'm just glad to be home. Merry Christmas. We'll stay for this family together. And every year, Merry Christmas. If not, you can lounge in your bathrobe or go see a flick. Merry Christmas.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Cause I'll be happy, happy once again. No more. sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy Christmas once again.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mr. Charles Brown doing an extremely beautiful, there are tears rolling down my cheeks at this moment.
I love that song.
Extremely beautiful, Please Come Home for Christmas, Baby. Wow, I love that. I love that a lot. My goodness.
You want to read off the rest of them there, pal?
Yeah, I think I will. Let's see here. Where did we start out with here? Starting out with
you're never good at this.
I am never good at this. Nikki Lane.
We started with Nikki Lane.
Lane and a great song, an Americana Christmas, from an Americana Christmas record. We heard "Fa La 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 Love," "Fa La 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 Love Ya." So that was truly amazing, Nikki Lane. I really liked that a lot. That was very pretty. There's a lot of pretty songs in this show today. And then right after that, we heard "How Do You Spell Hanukkah Chanukkah?" How do you spell it?
How do you spell Hanukkah?
H with a C, two K's, two H's. What is going on here? Please make up your mind. How do you spell Hanukkah? The animation in that video was really amazing. I like that a lot.
I know, it just starts with the word wrong all over the screen.
That's right.
Such a great video.
It's wrong. It was done in a kind of a Schoolhouse Rock type of animation, which is really very cool.
So, yes, please go check that out. That's a band that I've never heard of called The Levies.
The Levies, yes.
L-E-E-V-E-E-S. The Levies? The Levies?
The Levies. Like the name.
Another way. How are you going to say it? How are you going to spell Hanukkah? This is not friendly to looking up stuff.
No.
But
no. Spell check won't help you.
What a great song. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. That was really, really nice. That was very cool. And then right after that, we heard a very strange, somewhat atypical song from Silkworm called Merry Christmas. The lyrics on that were just very odd. You could put that with Christmas with the Family, and you know you'd have a really, really yeah. You need some help.
Maybe you should be spending next Christmas alone, pal.
Yeah, right, exactly, exactly. And then the great Charles Brown, the great R&B singer Charles Brown, Please Come Home for Christmas, Baby, from 1961. Very sweet.
I love that song. All right. You want to do a quick run through the plugs then?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Go right ahead. Yes, please.
So first off, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Woo-hoo. Happy Kwanzaa.
That's right. That's right.
A great solstice. Is there another one? Is Ramadan in December? I don't remember.
I think that's in October.
I hope Ramadan was awesome.
Yeah, right. Hope you had a rockin' Ramadan.
Have a rockin' Ramadan. And 2020 almost over. Thank gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez. So thank you for hanging out with Balcony Radio for another year of broadcasting. Even though we couldn't be together, we still kind of were. And so here's the plugs. If you want to check out more of the show, go to our mighty website, balconyradio.com. We are broadcasting music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're streaming music for free, commercial free, all the time, totally safe for work. We take out all the swears and all the super long songs, so you can just listen to good, palatable music all day. It was hard, but we did it.
It's fun.
The musical library is 60,000 songs now. What's the count?
It is at 63,000.
We have 63,000 songs in our music library. Trust us, that's a lot for a radio show or for a radio station. The other thing you can find on our website are episodes of the podcast. We call it a podcast even though it's not. It's technically an internet radio show, but what's a name? Anyway, you can download the RSS feed so we show up in your podcast catcher of choice with all the other things that you listen to, all your true crime stuff that you're always into. Stop listening to murder podcasts for a couple hours a week and listen to music. Let Balcony Radio guide you through the tunes. So the broadcast is 24 different genre programs that we rotate on a weekly basis. We cover all kinds of music, oldies, loud music, live music, songs only by women, demo versions of songs, all cover song show. We got all kinds of stuff. If there's a kind of music that you're into, Scott and I are probably into it too, and dedicate an entire program of our show to it. Go check that out. You'll find all that stuff on the website. Episodes drop every Sunday on our website as well as on our Facebook page. Search us out. We're Balcony Radio across the social media platforms. Technically. Don't follow our Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio. But definitely follow us on Facebook. And you can find us on the Instagram at Balcony Radio.
Just
which
say no
I
to
really
Twitter.
Need to update. It's been too long. Sorry about that, man. I've been really slacking off on our Instagram page.
Ah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. Like you care. So, and as we say, please do not follow us on Twitter. Really, don't go on Twitter for any reason whatsoever. Is that it? Oh, and if you have an idea for show, song suggestion, question, comment, concern, anything you want to share with us, our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. There it is.
Right on.
Let's get back to the music, man.
I hear a request for music. I have to comply with that. So let's go back.
Can you maybe play some hip hop music?
I got some Curtis Blow for you. How about
that'll do.
Curtis Blow,
that
do
will
some,
do
some Christmas rapping live on Top of the Pops from January 1980. Pick it up with some Curtis Blow.
Hit it.
Hit it.
Forgive me, old bad job about things you wrote before I was alive. But this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of cookies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda pretty. And if you ever see him, he can give it quite a shock. People, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, the snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in the socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky junky rhythm of the disco beat. Check it out, New York, and the guy with the 88 started to participate. And I guess you appreciate it, sounds so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard a static. On a chance that the rent was somebody breaking in, but the noise on the top was a reindeer clock. Just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. He was holy and holy, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. I said, your ride is cold tonight, so can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not, if the music's hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. And before he went, this fine old gin found a gift with a sip through his big red bags. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the bluest the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Goes to do the rest back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas. And to all, I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. Well, I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone. A place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day and started to shake. It sounded to me like a earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye. I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop. Curtis Blow's just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say the people up front, if you want to buck, say the people in the middle, if you want to win, say and the people on the side, if you want to slide, say not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, but the man with the key to your ignition, Curtis Blow, is competition. Young ladies, shock the hell, jazzy young ladies, rock, shock the hell, see? Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like it just don't care.
Amber Culture Uncle said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her grace-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all meet with red dye number three. He told his niece it's Christmas Eve. I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice and we miss you and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. And just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending for more peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen. And it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tuck his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. It has a groovy body with legs so short and thin. When it's very tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. Niska dol haya sham, a great miracle happened there. We light the candles for 8 nights, it's happening everywhere. My dreidel's always playful, it loves to dance and spin. A swinging game of dreidel, come on now, let's begin. It's happening everywhere, everywhere. I have a swinging dreidel, I made it out of clay. the dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, having fun today. And if you'll join in with me, then dreidel, that dreidel, oh, dreidel, we shall play. Happy Hanukkah to you and yours.
Lick it back from the top to the very last drop. Drop, 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 drop.
When the days of December in number,
lick it back from the top.
Christmas is the time I remember.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Right on, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk all over you there, man.
Mr. Kringle has some work to do. Can you please step out of his way?
I shall. My goodness. The Maytals doing some super ska Christmas here with Christmas Feeling. Oh, wasn't that nice? I like that a lot.
Can you imagine Christmas in Jamaica? Oh.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing, man.
What a blast that must be.
Oh, my goodness. The lights. Oh, the green. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, the green indeed. Yes, yes. Anyway, let me read off what we played.
Yes.
We started with Curtis Blow doing, I'm going to say, the first hip-hop Christmas song. I couldn't find an older one.
I think that's probably a fair assessment. I think that's a fair statement, yeah.
The first popular Christmas song. Let's go with that.
I think so.
We played the single version of him doing Christmas rapping live on Top of the Pops in England, January 1980. Great tune. The better version is, of course, the album version, which is like 8 minutes long. It's so great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, let's move on. And then we moved on to our traditional solstice celebration of Dar Williams doing Christians and the Pagans. We picked up her doing a live version of that. And then a new song for the show this year, Swingin' Dreidel, by Kenny Ellis. Oh, man. I've never tapped my toe to spinning clay so much before.
That was fun, man. That was really fun. I really like that a lot.
That was super cool. Swinging.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
And then we finished up there with one of our favorite bands, the Maytals, doing Christmas feeling ska, proving that Christmas or the holiday spirit is universal.
Absolutely. It most certainly is. It goes across all cultures, and it's experienced in all music.
Exactly. And a ska Christmas? Come on. That's good stuff.
That's very cool. Oh, my goodness. But there's some really great songs that you've been picking for here for our 51st annual Balcony Radio Christmas party. This is some really great stuff.
Thank you very much. It's once again, it's great to celebrate another year with you as my radio partner, buddy. It's too bad that we really couldn't be in studio together very much this year.
Yeah.
We did a few times. I know that. It's just, I literally do not remember the last time I saw you in person. Well, no, we traded, you gave me a birthday present.
I gave you a birthday gift a couple weeks ago. But, yeah.
Yeah. You tossed it to me.
Yeah, right. Nice of you. Yes, that's right. Well, you'll be back here in the studio. I've picked up some new furniture and things like that. So
I really don't remember the last time I was there before that.
I'll have to go back and check in the archives. I think it was probably like in February or March.
It's got to be February. Wow. It's so sad.
Yeah. Well, you'll be back. I'm sure that I think you'll be back here by next summer. I think.
Yes.
Once
we get our shots, I'll be back in studio.
And we'll get our inoculations and our vaccinations, and it'll be just very cool again, you know? So I'm going to put a target date of June 1st. I think
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking that maybe June 1st you'll be back here in the studio. I'm probably being very optimistic.
You're very, very sunny in your premonitions there, buddy.
I know I am. I know. But I don't know. I have a little faith in science. So
I just really hope we're not quarantining this show next year, too.
Oh. Let's hope not. Let's hope not.
That would be a real bummer. It would be a real bummer.
Need to get back together and do some shows right here in the studio.
Exactly. So let's get back to it.
It's the last
one set left. Yes. You want to introduce this first tune? This is a great one.
Oh, I love this band. They are probably the most intellectual nerd band that is out there today. They might be giants. And they are doing a really very cool Hanukkah song here. This is called Feast of Lights. Get a load of this.
Please be nice on this feast of light. Umoja
means unity. We should strive to keep it in our families and the nation. So light the candle for Kwanzaa and me.
Kujichagulia
means define ourselves and who we want to be. 'Cause I gotta be me. So light the candle for Kwanzaa.
The 7 days of Kwanzaa and the Hindus of Saba, the seven prince of Poza.
Collective work and responsibility, solving all our problems just as one community. Yeah, yeah. So light the candle for Kwanzaa. Jobs galore and sharing all the property. Oh, yeah. So light the candle for Kwanzaa and me.
The 7 days of Kwanzaa and the Hindus of Saba. The seven prince of Poza. Kwanzaa.
He is perfect. The creativity. Imani is faith. And with it you can do anything.
Imani.
Brothers and sisters, it's all for you. Seven prince of Poza.
Saba, the seven prince of Poza.
Holly in the window, fireplace burning bright, candlelights aglowing on Christmas night. I'll see their smiling faces once again this year, waiting for me at the door. Christmas time is near. Out in the country about this time of year, everybody's happy. Christmas time is near. Little children playing, running to and fro. Santa Claus a coming, a riding on the snow. I remember years ago when just a lad at home, how long for Christmas time, nothing could go wrong. Now today as I look back, it seemed like just a year. Going back to see them all, Christmas time is near. I can see the pine trees now swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time with joy everywhere. Ice froze on the branches, the water cool and clear. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near. Out in the country, about this time of year, everybody's happy, Christmas time is near.
You get a show, try to do this every now and then. And I'll, ladies and gentlemen, performing her holiday classic for us, our good dear friend, Darlene Love.
You are so very welcome. Thank you. That was Darlene Love just killing it there. Oh, my God.
I'm the greatest Christmas song, actually. That's the one there.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that takes it home every time. That's very cool. So there you go. That's the 51st Annual Balcony Radio Christmas Spectacular. Woohoo! Thank you very much for joining us here, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott. You can reach us here at balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right. I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. You've been here for another year. Why do you subject yourself to this, you crazy people? Come back for 2021. We got all the music you're ever going to need or want in your lives. And hey, thanks for seeing it through the end, man.
Oh, yeah.
This was another year.
It was great working with you again, man. And it's, you're so right. 2021 is going to be a much better year. We're going to be able to get everybody feeling much better, and everything will be hopefully a much better world after January 1st.
Yes. So let's aim for that. Thank you once again for sharing a little bit of your holiday season with us here on the balcony. And so last year during the holiday program, we ended the show with this song, and this year we're doing it again. And I think this is going to be the new tradition, right? This is one of the prettiest songs ever, and it's a great way to end one year and welcome in another one.
We're going to do some rock and roll to end this show, ladies and gentlemen. The song is called This Will Be Our Year. The band is The Zombies, and let us hope that 2021 is everybody's year. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Wear your mask. Take a knee.
Yes.
Stay 6 feet away, 8 feet if you can from everyone else. Get the shot when you're able to.
Just be safe and wear your mask. Just be a happier, try and have a happier year.
Yeah, drive 55. you got any more?
I think that about covers it.
That does it all, right?
Let's get out of here. Let's listen to The Zombies, and This Will Be Our Year. Thanks very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Laters.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand, now the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go. This will be our end, a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. This will be our year, took a long time to come.
Of records.
The Element Brothers!
Bold Italy.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers.
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.